and I'm absolutely delighted that we've been able to find some time in the day of the acting UIF Commissioner, Marcia Bronkhorst, where she could speak to us. She's on the line now. Marcia, a very good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but then I'm lucky enough to have had a salary for the last 7 months. The most pressing question from those people who qualify for the TERS benefit is, when are you going to start paying again?
As soon as humanly possible. But there are controls that had to be put in place. I'm sure everyone is aware of the Auditor General findings, and that the UIF had challenges around the verification of identity documents. So we have received most of the verified identity documents. I'm waiting for one small database to get to me, hopefully by close of business tonight or tomorrow. Then we have to just clean it, align it to the UIF database, and then we will hopefully start paying.
I know you can't commit to an absolute date, but with the timeline that you've just sketched, it perhaps seems possible early next week, or you wouldn't even want to go that far?
All things being equal, and there are no other things that jump out of the woodwork, I really hope to start paying then.
And, please
that's
continue.
No. I wanted to say, but I can't commit to a very specific day and date.
Fair enough, but all going well, sometime early next week you hope to resume payments. Okay.
I hope to.
And the resumption of payments is going to work how? How are you going to prioritize who gets paid first? Or can you pay everybody at the same time?
I think it would be impossible to do that. I don't think our system will manage all those millions of payments at the same time. We'll start with the oldest claims first. So we'll run May, June, July, and then August, September. You'll be aware that we've extended the application dates as well. So we'll start with the first ones first, the oldest ones first.
And how many of those oldest ones are there? I mean, how bad has the payment record been going back to May, June?
Yeah. Let me give you an easier figure. Up to last week, just over 1 million employers applied for TERS benefits. This is employers, not employees. We have managed to pay up to the 4th of September, when we stopped payments, 845,000 of these employers. Mm-hmm. And that touches on the lives of 9.5 million workers that have received payments.
But there are still 155,000 employers, perhaps touching on close to 1 million, if not over 1 million, workers who haven't been paid.
Yeah, you're quite correct. And that is why we're working around the clock to sort out all these issues so that we can make the payments. I'm fully aware of the difficulties people are experiencing. And far be it from me to make sure that people keep on suffering. I don't want to do that at all.
And employees who've applied on their own behalf, which became possible?
It's the same. We have to verify identity documents against the databases. One of the biggest findings, were, as I'm sure you saw in the press, were that people who have been deceased, there were applications made on those ID numbers. People who have been incarcerated, there were applications made on those ID numbers. So that is why we had to clean all the identity documents, identity numbers, verify it against the different databases.
And then can I just get some sense about when people can start applying and for what dates of unemployment?
They can continue applying. I'll give you the cutoff dates if that would assist.
Yes, that would.
For applications March to May, the last date of application will be the 25th of September.
Okay.
For June benefits or June applications, the date is 15 October.
Yeah.
And then July to 15 September, the last date would be the 30th of October.
And then 15 September to 15 October, because the state of disaster has been extended to the 15th of October. So the TERS benefit, as I understand it, has been extended to the 15th of October as well.
No, the TERS benefits have not been extended. That has not been agreed to at NEDLAC. So up to this point in time, 15 September.
Okay. But it is potentially it is something that could be agreed to, and at that point there will be an announcement made saying that from 15 September to 15 October you can apply and this is the closing date, but there's no guarantee that that's going to happen.
Yeah, if there is such an agreement, then we'll make announcements around the agreement.
Okay, and several people are asking me via our station WhatsApp line, normal UIF payments, to what extent have those been affected?
Not at all. They have not been at all. Those continue. So what I must also, I must qualify. Remember that during shutdown, our people also had to, they're also workers. So the first month, clearly there wasn't anyone at work when the whole country was in shutdown. So there was a bit of a backlog that was built, but that is being worked off. Our people are working long hours. They're working weekends, et cetera, to build, or to work down the backlog that was built during that first month. But there is no parking of any ordinary, if I can call it that, benefits. Normal
so
benefits.
If people are expecting normal benefits and not getting it, that's a kind of inefficiency in the system at the point at which they are engaging with the system.
Yeah, I think they must then go to the nearest labor center that, or the labor center where they applied and ask, why is there still a delay on the payment of my benefits? Or they can call that office and say, why is there a delay on payment on my benefits?
Marcia Bronckhorst, we need to let you go, but thank you for the time that you were able to spend with us. I don't know whether people were hoping that there would be an announcement that payments will start on Friday, but all going well, payments starting in the beginning of next week doesn't sound... It's not ideal, but it's better than I have absolutely no idea when payments will start again. Marcia Bronckhorst is the acting UIF Director General.